रूपं प्रजगुरिं गुरिपुरिं माथुरिं मुष्टवातिं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रपितकृपया श्रीगुरुं तत् वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महापदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो भक्त्याभिज्ञाय पराधनक्षै चित्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गम् कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्न वृन्दे मस्ते च तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि गृहा विना इति दिव्यै राधे त्वं न मां चरण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे हरे
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य
प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर
come on with me on the same subject. Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he began to write this book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he has told six kinds of manifestation of Krishna. Though they are one, but they are realized in six ways. Achinta Veda Vedrashta. And he has explained about this. He had told that his Siksha Guru Arup Sanatan Bhatta Ravna, Sri Jogopal Bhatta Das Ravna, and Advaitacharya, Amsavatar, part of
incarnation
of Krishna, of Mahavishnu. Nityanand, Prabhu Swarup Prakash, Vaibhav Prakash. He can, Nityananda Prabhu, he always क्या उनको प्रकाशित करते हैं
मैनिफेस्ट
कृष्ण ऑलवेज और चैतन्य महाप्रभु ऑलवेज सो ही इज कॉल्ड प्रकाश मैनिफेस्टेशन विदाउट हेल्प ऑफ एनी वन कैन नॉट रियलाइज चैतन्य महाप्रभु आर कृष्ण ही इज होल सेल्फ गुरु तत्व Krishna, Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling that what I have taken darshan of six Goswami, I have received the association of these Vaishnavas, exalted Vaishnavas. I have the kripa of Govind, Gopinath and Madan. I have seen them, taken darshan. Has seen really Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? All mercy of Sri Nitya. So I am his das. He is my guru. Then Gadadhar Prabhu is Shakti. Krishna Chandra himself Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself Vrajan Danandan Shyam Sundar himself plus the beauty, golden beauty and mode of Srimati Radhika. So he is like combined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Now he is telling, we should know all these things. Guru Krishna Rupahan Shastre Guru, both Guru, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. Not only Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru. Both are in same level, same character, same thing. None different. Rupa Goswami is Shiksha Guru. Sanatana Goswami is Diksha Guru. Not any but difference. Both are same. Sanatana Goswami can do the work of Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru, all also. And Rupa Goswami can do the work of Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru both. They are qualified to do all these things. For me, my Reverend Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnu Parsishon Bhakti Pragyan Goswami Maharaj is Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru. Also he is my Shiksha Guru. Both. But I think that Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, Pujyapad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj are also my Shiksha Guru. But any disciple of Sridhar Maharaj, Pujyapad, or Swamiji, they think that Nitya Lila Parishta Bhakti Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj is not in our line, then they are not Vaishnava. Certainly they are not Vaishnava. We should be very careful with them if they are not honored. Also you know that he has Sannyas Guru of Swamiji also. And Swamiji has so much respect as a guru, as a friend, God, brother, both. So if anyone not honoring our Gurudev, Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, and telling demons like these words, they are certainly demons themselves. In any life, they cannot be a pure devotee. They can be cheater and demons and all. It may be some difference of opinion in them, but yet they are guru, shiksha guru. So we should think like this. Shiksha guru ke jani, Krishna is Swarup. He had told that Diksha Guru is a Roop of Krishna. And here he is telling for Shiksha Guru he is Swarup. Who's superior? Roop or Swarup? But Krishna Roop and Swarup are same thing. So both are same thing. No difference at all in Roop and Swarup. In my opinion, Swarup is more nearer than Roop. Swa means mind. But same thing. We can have some appellance to our Diksha Guru. Understand something? He is like superior and worshipable. So much. And he has some appellance for me. Always praying, taking lotus feet, lotus dust, and
reference.
reference.
Aishwarya.
Aishwarya something. But Siksha Guru is like a brother, like a friend, bosom friend, like embracing, like something, chattering. We can tell anything. Oh, I want to love Krishna like gopis. This is a very secret thing. Very secret. But he can hesitate to tell these things very secret sense to Guru, Diksha Guru. So Diksha Guru, Siksha Guru is so much needed. We can open our heart to the Siksha Guru. No opulence. No? Sometimes we embrace him also. He can embrace. Like friends, bandhu, laukik sad bandhu. Laukik sad bandhu, you know? Worldly friends, very bosom friends. We should not treat Krishna that he is God, himself God. Supreme Personality of God. He is my dear friend, bosom friend. He is my dear son. He is my beloved so much. He is not Krishna. I don't know who is God. Supreme Personality of God. I don't know. But I know that Krishna is my. I am his. This is laukik bandhuvat mode of worldly friends and bandhutva. Bandhutva means?
Friendship.
Fraternity.
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 You know?
Brotherhood.
Very good. Having not so much opulence as Swarja Bhava. Also, Rupa Goswami has told, in Diksha Guru, we should be like this, Vishrambha Seva. Vishrambha Seva. But sometimes it is not coming in behavior. Always do like this. But Siksha Guru do also not do like that. And we can open all things. Oh, Siksha Guru, not as a Siksha Guru. Siksha Guru. What to do? I have some affection to a very beautiful girl. What should I do? I can tell Siksha Guru. But it is very, very
hard to tell.
Because he's like father, persecuted.
Very heavy.
Because he will take a mota danda. Danda, you know?
Stick.
Very mota wala.
Very fast.
But Siksha Guru will, he will embrace and tell, oh dear, you should not do. You try to love Krishna like this.
Love Radha.
Not Radha. Try to serve Radha. Giving up your whole heart in the first state of sin. You don't go to girl. This is not a girl, but she is a firing, burning, what?
Fire.
Poisonous ocean. Don't go to girl. So we can tell everything. So Siksha Guru is needed. Krishna may be your Siksha Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Siksha Guru. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami. All previous acharyas, they have not died. They are still here. They are all assembled here. What they are doing? Krishna is also here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are all hearing all these things. They are all omnipotent. What is the meaning of all? So, we can make them Siksha Guru. He will tell and explain like this. So, Siksha Guru ke ami jani Krishna Raswaru. Siksha Guru is like Swarup of Krishna and Diksha Guru Rup of Krishna. Rup means
form.
And Krishna Swarup, inner and outer, everything.
Mood.
Roop, outer. But Krishna. Krishna has no inner, outer, everything. One thing, inner and outer. Those who think like this, that Krishna has inner body and upper body, then they are Mayavadi. We should not associate with them. Antarjami bhakt sresht ei duru. Shiksha guru are of two kinds. Antarjami shiksha guru. Antarjami chaitya guru. Chaitya guru means those who knows what is heart. And in heart he inspires everything. If he will pray, that, oh Krishna, you are my chaitya guru. I have given my whole heart to you. You should help me. And man is a very good, qualified guru. He will serve me. Will have not any time to repent for that. But if he will do, according to your will, you will have to repent. Because they will fall down and your life will be spoiled. Because Krishna has told in Gita, he has promised, Teshaṁ satata yuktānam bhajatāṁ pratipurvakam tadāmi buddhi yogam taṁ jena māṁ upayanti te those always yuktanam to Krishna, always
connected
to Krishna.
Upapati.
And bhajatam pratipurvaka, and serving him with so love, affection and devotion. Then I keep buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga means
intelligence.
What kind of intelligence? A prakrit intelligence. And that buddhi will make us yoga with Krishna. Connectivity with Krishna. Buddhi yoga. That buddhi intelligence which adds us, which connects us with Krishna, that is buddhi yoga. I used to give to them. And by that, the upayanti me. They come to me. And I keep them engaged in my service. No? So he Chaitya Guru also. Also he has another, you know, Bilva Mangal Thakur. I know that some are not aware of that. Chintamani in the South India. She was a very beautiful prostitute, age about 16. Very, very wonderful, beautiful. So sweet in dancing and in reciting kirtan. So much. Anyone who hear or see the dance of that girl, all will be moved and attracted. Though Bilva Mangal Thakur was so pious, religious, and Brahmin, he was married to a very beautiful, chaste lady. But anyhow, he went to a town or anywhere, and he became dropped in the trap of that lady, prostitute. But there was some speciality in that prostitute. What speciality? He used to sing Krishna songs. So all used to be attracted. So he fell in that trap. He stopped his all businesses. He stopped to service to his father, mother. He forgot his wife, chest and children, and solely became of that Chintamani, He used to go to several times, especially in night to her, taking some dakshina. Dakshina, you know? Representation.
Presentation.
Selling his lands, also the ornaments, very, very good ornaments of his wives, stolen away, money stolen away, good cloths stolen away and giving to that, to make her so much.
Make her satisfied.
Satisfied, happy.
For her
make
satisfaction.
Her happy. So that she may love. One day his father was dead and he was doing on the 11th or 12th day his last work of his father, ceremony. So many hundreds and thousands of friends were there in his courtyard and all were sitting to take Mahaprasadam, but he went in the kitchen home and took so many delicious foods, some other also things, and he kept in a cloth. At the time of night he left the home, who is taking prasadam or not, who are taking care of his father, mother and wife and all their weeping, but he left them all alone and he was going to that prostitute. At that time there was so much heavy rain, a river was in the middle and it was so much flood and so much heavy current and it was very hard to cross the river. He was making any trick to anyhow to
cross
the river. But he was helpless. In the meantime, he saw that something is floating in front of him and he took it and sat down on that and anyhow he crossed the river. What this was, he never thought that what was this, wood or anything. When he crossed and went to the prostitute's home, even so much rain was there and it was very slippery everywhere. Door were closed. He tried and he make round to that home, anyhow to go. But it was so heavy rain that his sounds were not heard. He did so much knocked, none heard. At last, he saw in the backward of the home that something was
on a rope.
Rope,
like
hanging,
a rope
hanging.
Was hanging
down.
And he took it
climb up
anyhow.
Yeah.
And when he reached on the top, anyhow he was slipped and fell down at once flat in the courtyard. Become very much sound. Chintamani came and saw. Why sound? He asked his maid servant. He went to saw outside and saw Vildamangal is fell quite here. Why? From how we are come? He told to this. Chintamani. She came and also both together. They took anyhow senseless Vildamangal inside and warned him anyhow. He came to anyhow sense. Then Chintamani told to that from him what? This my body is of full of blood, urine, stool, and so many bad things. And you are loving so much. If I have a little bit love, affection, a little bit to Krishna, it was so marvelous. Your life had been changed and wealthy, supple,
successful.
Go at once from here. I don't want to love you. You are so atantakami.
You're so lusty.
I don't want that. It penetrated more than any
arrow
or beacon. He became like a dumb, like a wood, fascinated. I must love Krishna. It was his first impression. Otherwise, if no first impression, this world has not done anything yet, not penetrated. Then he would have fell flat on the lotus, on the feet of that prostitute, doing like this. Like this. Like dogs. No? Like biting or dogs or gather ashes. Betting by last two legs, but he had caught it. But there was some past impression in his life, and that is why he was changed. And now he decided that neither I should be here, neither in my home. I should go to Vrindavan. And he started coming down. For 2, 3, 4, 5 days he did not take anything. Krishna, 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 Krishna. He went to a well, he was so thirsty. He saw that very young girls, very beautiful, newly married well lady was taking water from the well. He went and he told that, can you help me? Can you sup some water to me? I'm so thirsty. She gave water like this, pouring water from up, from any pot and well. He was taking water, but he was taking
his beauty
from his eyes and taking in
her.
When she went away to home, he followed him. Her. His husband was on the door. He went straight in his room. And he was just standing there, he told that, can you call you that girl who has went? Oh yes, why not? She is my wife. So I can call her. He called, she came. What service may we do? He told frankly that, I want your two
hairpins.
Very long. She could not understand what he will do. She gave it and she was looking, both were looking. And he took at once and told that these eyes are enemy of mine. They always tell me, if there is no bash,
no bamboo,
no babu, no flute. So I will cut this root. I will be blind and this eyes will not be attracted anymore. Only Krishna attracts me to be there. So both in her eyes and red
blood
was coming and he became totally blind. Now he was telling, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama,
Rama, Rama. A boy came at once. Baba, where you are going? He told, I'm going to Vrindavan. But that sweet voice was so sweet. He was not any other person. He was himself, that boy, cowherd boy, black, cheater. He told that, who are you? I am a child, I am a boy, cowherd boy, I am going to Vrindavan. If you want to go to Vrindavan, you can take my
stick
and you can go with me, I will help you. Oh, I want help. So far away from there, Vrindavan was about 6 months passed by three. But after some time he told, in a day or two, he told that, Baba, we have come to Vrindavan. We have come to Vrindavan. And that blind person was making new poems, very sweet. And regarding Krishna, the mercies of Krishna. It was very, very much attractive to ear of Krishna. And that is called
Krishna-parnamrita.
Nectar of the ear for the ear of Krishna. Ketana Mahaprabhu brought it on South India and gave it to Krishna. So he is doing prayer to Krishna in Vrindavan. In his this book, in their his own poems, first poem is this: Chinta Manir Jayati Som Guru Gurur Me Siksha Guru Bhagavan Sikh Pichamauli Jatpad Pallav Taru Pallav Se Karesu Leela Swayambar Rasul Bhakti Jayastri. I am doing pranam to Chinta Mani. His Gurudev ji is like Chintamani, his name was Somgiri. No? Or he is doing pranam first to Chintamani, by whose portion he can towards Krishna, he was changed. So he is taking Chintamani, that prostitute, not as a prostitute, but his
Guru.
Guru. What Guru?
Pat Pradarsak,
what Pradarsak Guru? Those who tell that come on between. And I'm going to any very realized person, Vaishnava. And he will show that he is Guru. He is Pat Pradarsak Guru. What number? Way.
Showing the way.
Showing way Guru. He may be Kanishta, no harm. But real Guru should be in, certainly not less than Madhyam Adhikari. He should be always in Madhyam Adhikar. But if the sentence of Madhyam Adhikar will have to apply to that Guru, for whom you are going to make my Guru, Diksha Guru or Shiksha Guru. No? If they are not seeing the symptoms of this Madhyam Adhikar Vaishnava, we should reject. Otherwise, we will have to hamper so much. Your life will be ruined. If you will fall, you will cry bitterly.
Narak.
So, what are the symptoms? First symptoms is there. Tasmat gurum prapadyate jigyasu sevatanam shabde parecha nishnatam brahmanyu pasamash. Two symptoms, gone. One,
from it.
What to? Sapta Brahma Nishranath. He should know all these scriptures, teachings. Secondly, Upasayam.
Upasamasra.
What is the meaning? Material desires. Not unhappy. Always so happy. Serving Krishna. This is unhappy, there are so many problems for him. Very bad. Haridas Thakur has no problem at all. Where he was beaten in the 22 markets and he was about to die, but no problem. Chanting Hare Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj, who has so many problems, but no problem. He was putting his faith on the heads of problems. No problem. But you see, chanting, remembering, also you have taken diksha, but so many problems. What to do? My wife has cheated me. My husband has cheated me. Very big problem. My children are not with me. Oh, big problem. I cannot manage money. I cannot make money. Very big problem. I have no computer, I have no good things. Rejected. And he should be realized in Krishna prema, Krishna bhakti. If he has not realized, then he is so bound to fall, and he will be always requiring worldly things. Then make also four things add in that. It may be that he is either Uttamadhikari or Madhyamadhikari. Especially you should know that he is Uttamadhikari. But Uttamadhikari is not found, there are very rare things. Then also Madhyamadhikari should be treated as Ichchadhu or Shichchadhu. But four things are to see that whether four things are qualities are there. Prema to Krishna. Maitri to all Vaishnava,
friendship,
and service also. Three kinds of Vaishnava, he has three relations. One, honoring and obeying with friendship.
Equal
but some high rank, that Vaishnava. And some equal, and some lower. Three. He has three
relationships
with three. Maitri with honor, Maitri with Maitri, and Maitri with
Kripa.
And then Kripa. Kripa. Those who have some honor, faith, that is Shraddha. Worldly or paramarthic, any. You have heard today about Shraddha? Prabhu was. If there is something, a little essence or gandha of paramarthic Shraddha, no? What is paramarthic Shraddha? Then, but he is ignorant. He knows nothing, but he wants to know. Then he should be merciful to him. And those who are against Vaishnava, don't favor Vaishnava, don't honor any Vaishnava, give up them, upeksha. Don't have any relation to them. Because if you have any relation, your bhakti will be gone. If a little scent is there, but it will go away. So four things should be in that Madhyamadhikari and plus both two qualities, three qualities. Then he is Madhyamadhikari. And he should make him. But Jiva Goswami is also making us careful. In what? Bhakti
Sandarbha.
Vaishnava Vidveshi. Jo Vyakti Nyaya Rahitam Anyayena Shrinoti Yat Tau Bhav Narakam Ghoram Prajata Kalam Akhayam. Those who don't follow these things and only for any worldly gain, name and fame, they adapt only, accept any guru, and guru accepts disciple, name, fame, money, and all other things. Then both of them go down. Amen. They will have to go to Narak, hell. And for this, he is telling Jiva Goswami, Avaishnava Mukho Girna, Utam Hari Kathamritam, Sharon Naiva Kartabhyam, Sarko Chist Jatapaya. If a so-called devotee or Vaishnava, showing outwardly that he is Vaishnava, but he is dishonoring Vaishnavas for worldly gain and fame, he should be given up at once without delay. If you are initiated Harinam and Diksha both, but yet at once you should give up, because Guru Rapi Avaliptasya, Guru, that Guru, so-called Guru, should be given up. It has been told in authentic epics. It has told in Mahabharata Udyog Parva. Guru Rapi Avaliptasya Karja Karja Majanata Utapata Paripanna Sapratyago. At once. So, if you are not doing so, you will have also to go to hell. Be ready for that. If anyone is dishonoring, even Kanishta Vaishnava, what to take off tell of Madhyam and Vikramadika? If he is always criticizing, dishonoring, then this will be enough. If he is telling that, I am bona fide Vaishnava, I am bona fide disciple of my Gurudev, his Guru, if he is bona fide, he will reject. So, very emphasis he is giving Jivushan. We should not criticize. It may be that for some any reason, paramarthiki,
spiritual,
like Chandravali and followers of Chandravali and followers of Srimati, sometimes they have some web, we cannot know. So we should not take one's part and another opposition. So Gurudev and Shiksha Guru, they can some, it seems that there is some difference of opinion, but it is not true. They are in the same line. Though Swamiji came to Western countries and my Guru Dev was in India, no difference of opinion. There is no difference at all. Their Krishna love is same. Mahaprabhu service is same. Their teachings are same. Though he was in Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti and he is in Krishna consciousness. Their Krishna consciousness and Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti is same, Gaud Parivar. So we should not quarrel for all these things. Don't do anything dishonoring them. So we should follow all these things and go try to develop our Krishna consciousness. For some time,
after this question,
song.